Good morning. With us on a Wednesday, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Little birdie whispered to me that there was something going on with the Berkshire Ramblers at the Guthrie Center.
And David, this Saturday, we're really excited. The Berkshire Ramblers will be at the Guthrie Center to do what we love to do, play and sing and get other people singing and great musicians in the group. And we'll be there 8 o'clock on Saturday night. You want to come at 6 and get a drink or something, you can do that. Have a little iced tea. And it's a wonderful facility. It's, of course, was bought by Arlo. It is a tribute to Woody. And it is an incredible place. And it'll be sold out. So if you want to get in on it, call the Guthrie Center in Great Barrington and get on board. We'd love to see you. We want to see you.
And bring your singing voice.
Absolutely. I mean, that's whole part of the fun of it. You know, a lot of musicians, a lot of great people, and it's all fun. So Saturday night, 8 o'clock.
Well, let's get to some of the news this morning. As I was perusing the AP Wire, I came across this story, Alan. Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren says the possibility she would run as a vice presidential candidate in 2016 is, quote, something I'm not talking about, and she's happy with her job as senator. Massachusetts Democrat says Vice President Joe Biden faces a tough decision as he weighs a White House run.
Well, sounds intriguing, doesn't it? I think they're all waiting to see what happens with Hillary and the famous emails and whether or not this is going to be fatal to her candidacy. It is interesting because Biden, of course, is seen as a sort of centrist Democrat who plays it a little close, according to his critics in the Democratic Party, with the establishment types. So by going to an Elizabeth Warren and bringing her on, one gets the feeling, okay, so Elizabeth Warren has been saying all along she wouldn't run for president. Perhaps she thought she couldn't win. But as a vice presidential candidate, she would be a heartbeat away from the presidency, especially running with a guy who's in his maturity now, and one has to at least acknowledge that.
Kentucky's governor, Alan, Steve Beshear, says he's powerless to stop Rowan County Clerk King Davis from refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, something she's done for consecutive days, flouting rules from federal courts that include the Supreme Court and prompting a motion to hold her in contempt of court. Quite a display going on.
Well, she's been told by the Supreme Court of the United States to, you know, get off the dime and give out these things. Look, there isn't a legal scholar around that I've been listening to who thinks she has a leg to stand on. So she's just playing it out. Now, what's going to happen is that they're going to start to impose sanctions on her. They're going to say, okay, you know, you go to jail or you're in contempt of court. You have to do what you're told. She's having a ball, obviously, making a point that I can nullify the laws of the United States. So let's just see how long that goes on. I have a feeling she'll protest until the sanctions look so great that she'll really have no choice.
Senators Bob Casey and Chris Coons, both Democrats, say now they will back the nuclear accord with Iran, putting the White House within one vote of the 34 needed to block the opposition.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt he's going to get the next vote. I think a lot of the Democratic senators have played it close to the line, basically, so that they say, I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking about it, and if I, okay, then I'm with the president. That way, they sort of ameliorate the problems with those who are opposed to the treaty, but he'll get that one vote.
The Pope Francis on his way to the United States soon, and he's going to pass through Central Park. So a lot of people, young and old, very, very pleased with this.
Well, that's terrific. I just think it's great for New York City. Although anybody who has any thoughts of driving a car into the city while the Pope is here, if you think that there's gridlock when the president comes, this is really going to be something. It's going to be a very crowded island in Manhattan when the Pope is there. And I know something about it, was raised there. I can tell you right now, it's very exciting. Central Park is a relatively small place. They're going to get a lot of people into that conservancy, which is what it is right now. It's really very exciting that a man who has really revolutionized the way that people think about the church will be coming to America and talking to his faithful.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome.